An annual food drive is taking on added significance this year. WUWF's Bob Barrett has more.
We collected over 1.3 billion pounds of food over the 22 years that we've been doing this.
Philip Skipper is the president of Branch 321 of the National Association of Letter Carriers. Each year, the letter carriers conduct their Stamp Out Hunger food drive on the second Saturday in May. This year, the drive has taken on added significance in the wake of last week's floods.
This will be the 22nd year that we've had the annual food drive. This is the biggest one-day food drive of the year. And yes, it's going to have significance in the fact that there's a lot of people that have been impacted by the flooding, and we need everybody to come together and give as much as they possibly can.
Post office branches and public supermarkets will have collection boxes set up all this week for non-perishable food items, but this Saturday is the big day for letter carriers collecting food.
They can just leave it out at their mailbox, and the letter carriers including the rural carriers are participating and supporting the food drive, and they'll be picking it up and transporting it back to the Postal Service, where we'll have our local area food banks will be picking up the food.
And, of course, one of those food banks was destroyed in the flood. Philip Skipper says the loss of Manna Food Pantry makes this week's drive all that more important.
It makes it a much more urgent food drive in the fact that well, just like you said, they lost their facility, but we're in the process of getting other area storage facilities to hold the food for them. So, but you know, it's not just Manna. We have Axe Ministries in Navarre, We Care Foods. We also have Bay Area Food Banks of Milton and Pace that are also participating in picking up food as well.
The Stamp Out Hunger food drive is this Saturday across the region and across the country. Just leave as many non-perishable food items as you wish by your mailbox, and they'll be picked up during your regular mail delivery. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.